This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Tonight, I get an approval of the agenda as presented with one addition in new business. Ms. Emma Perringer of the Buffalo Student Council was here to talk about a bonfire addition.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And I get an approval of the minutes of the March 19th, 2024 regular meeting minutes.
I move approval of those minutes.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? On a new business, special use permit request, 222 Bozeman Avenue. Mr. Acey, can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, council. This is an application from John Ehlers, owner of 222 Bozeman Avenue as of now. This is actually located on G Street. At some point, it will be getting a new address. What they've applied for in the beginning of March was a application to planning and zoning for a special use permit to allow new residential in a B1 zone, which is the current zoning of that property. This did go in front of planning and zoning at March's meeting, presented the evidence that was submitted in the application. We went through it. Planning and zoning did make a motion for recommendation of this special use permit for a new residential in a B1 zone. Mr. Ehlers is going to put another duplex on this lot, so we'll add two residents to G Street.
Can I get a motion to approve the special use permit request?
I make a motion to approve special use permit for 222 Bozeman Avenue.
I will second that.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? There you go. Johnson County Public Health.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm Robin King. I'm with Johnson County Public Health, and this week is National Public Health Week. So we have a few things going on. At Johnson County Public Health, we empower community well-being through a range of cornerstone services with qualified professionals under one roof. Our services are never dependent on income or insurance status, which allows us to provide equitable care for the entire community. Johnson County Public Health relies on the support and partnerships from community members like you, and our services include nursing services such as vaccinations, blood pressure checks, maternal and child health. We do a prenatal and postnatal home visit program, breastfeeding assistance, emergency preparedness, smoking cessation, prevention services, and child safety resources. We're the only place in town where families can get their car seat checked for correct installation or pick up a car seat. When public health is positive, our community thrives. Johnson County Public Health promotes and protects the health of the people of all ages who live, work, and play in Johnson County. From KC to Buffalo, we believe an informed and prepared community is a happy, healthy, and safe one. Community prevention efforts create a ripple effect that strengthens the health and well-being of our citizens. So along with this week, we're inviting people to come in any day through Friday the rest of this week to check out all of our programs. And they can enter for a chance to win a prize basket. We've been donated some awesome prizes from businesses around town. And then each day we'll be posting on Facebook And we have a new Instagram account. Even I'm not millennial enough to do that, so we have some new staff that can. So you can follow that for more chances to win. And then on Wednesday, April 3rd, tomorrow, Tammy Wolf will be presenting at the Buffalo Senior Center during lunch, presenting on public health and the services we offer in Johnson County. So we welcome anybody to stop by and join us for Public Health Week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Next on the agenda, animal care provider, we have, after our advertising and our fun and exciting few months, we had one entity put in a proposal. That's the St. Francis Animal Shelter for $750 a month. And that contract would be from April 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2025. Council, is it your pleasure to approve the contract?
I'll move to approve the contract with the animal shelter.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There you go. Johnson County Arts and Humanities Council, and Ms. Bonnie.
Hi. I'm from the Johnson County Arts and Humanities Council, Bonnie Klesinski. We are going to have our Art Music Fest again this year, July 27th, in Crazy Woman Square. I can't see with my glasses on, and I can't see with my glasses on. we will be in Crazy Woman Square. We've already talked to the Buffalo Chamber. We are requesting the street closure from East Fetterman, from Main Street to Lobin. We would like a designated open container permit plus a malt beverage permit. We're requesting a noise variance. We're also requesting that we are able to chalk the sidewalks. And we would like extra trash containers and the awning put down. We'll have music from 10 till 5 and then a band from 6 to 11. And it's free to the public.
Sweet.
Free.
Sweet.
No charge.
Even better.
And we'll even provide you the chalk to come chalk the street.
That used to be the police chief's job.
To chalk the streets?
You haven't seen my part.
It all taking country music?
It's a variety. We have...
Big Joe's Polka Show going to be there?
I don't think so. We have some musicians, some singers, the kids from the carousel that did that Susical will be there, the children that are learning to play the violins are going to be there, and our band will be Jeffrey Buell.
Bonnie, have you contacted the businesses? Are they okay with chalking their sidewalks?
We have a little form that we go to around to the businesses to see if we can chalk in front of their business.
Thank you.
Can I get a motion to approve the Johnson County Arts and Humanities Art and Music Festival on July 27th from 9 a.m. to 11 with a request of East Fetterman from Main to Lawton Street closure, designated open container in Crazy Woman Square, and East Fetterman with a malt beverage, and a noise variance for Big Joe and his polka show.
That's right.
It is for me, was it?
That 9, they put it on there just to cover the loose.
All right. I'll make that motion.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I like the blue chalk.
Okay, thank you.
I'm used to crayons, but a chocolate.
All right.
Johnson County Recreation District grant applications. Kevin.
Mayor and Council. So I'm here to, we've actually got two grant applications. One would be for $15,000 for pool chemicals, and the other one would be about $130,000 for one of the three sets of park playground equipment. So I guess what I'm asking is to move forward on this. What's your approval?
For two park?
Pardon?
Is that?
Quite down by the pool. Yeah. The playground equipment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I move approval of that.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Need you to fill that out. Don't go anywhere because now you're going to talk about the Buffalo Wells project.
Yes, sir. Buffalo Wells project. Been a topic of conversation for a while. Mm-hmm. So we received $1.2 million approximately in water development funds for that project with the approximately $600,000 match on the city due to, I guess, unforeseen circumstances and things that happened. The project got delayed and moved on. So 6 years later, here we are. And now the project's going to cost more. We're looking, the engineer's estimate on it is approximately $3 million, so we're about $1 million too short. So I guess what I'm asking is if council is willing to move forward on this project by funding it, or where we stand.
Is that in capital reserves for the water department?
Yes.
I guess before we can discuss it, I have a motion to move forward.
I move that we move forward on the Wells project.
I have a motion to second.
I'll second.
And motion to second. Any further discussion?
Kevin, can you just, for the sake of everyone's knowledge in the room, can you kind of explain what the well system is and what the purpose was behind that?
So it's just it's an alternative water source, emergency use or everyday use if we need it also. It would basically supply the city pretty much at a normal rate under most circumstances. I mean, so it would be a good backup source. The way the project stands right now, we have all the wells drilled and developed. All we've got to do is get them tied in, pumps put in, tied in to the plant. So, yeah, just to get alternate source.
And I guess for the public benefit, it would also be able to be used in spring when we get some clouded water in the fall and we get the leaves and stuff. We could keep the water cleaner and
blend with the water
as needed. You know, creek gets contaminated.
Yes, that is true.
While it kind of hurts the palate a little bit on the dollars, I agree. I think we're far enough into this thing, it would be silly not to finish. It's not going to get any cheaper as life goes on, and all it takes is one little forest fire, one big forest fire up by Tyhack, and we're in a whole lot of trouble. So, yeah. Alarm up truck, anything. So. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you
for today. Ms. Emma Parentage.
Hi, everyone. I'm Grace Hancock. I am the current student council advisor at Buffalo High School, and I have one of my student body officers, Emma Parentage, here with me tonight. We are requesting for a bonfire during our annual Spring Fling Week that's coming up the week of April 21st and 22nd. It'd be a controlled burn in partnership with the fire department.
And then obviously all of this applies to on the fire chief's like call for the day if the weather permits. So we're just asking for approval for us to have this bonfire on the ag lands in city limits.
Yes.
That'll be by the high school?
Yeah.
Do I have a motion to approve the bonfire with the blessing of Chief Dion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Chief Bassett, no concern. He won't give you a ticket for ours.
Okay. You can come out and roast marshmallows with us. Thank you.
Charcoal. Reports, legal.
Nothing to report, Mayor and Council, if you have any questions.
Mr. Acey.
Mayor Council, nothing new really since this morning. I did send out an email with some updated numbers on the North Main Storm Sewer project, so we are 100% engineered on that project. Shovel ready to go to bid. So the numbers actually came down from the first numbers. I don't know how that, I don't know if it's enough to notice, but they came down a little. So that project, just asking that we look into it going into budget session to maybe find some money for next fiscal year to roll that project out.
That's all on us. Chief Bassett.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. So we ended up March with 2,268 total calls in. 157 of those calls went to our emergency 911 line. We concluded with 528 incidents that our officers handled. Out of those, we had 5 arrests. We've been very busy with our child protection team, which I'm a part of. That's a combination of the county and city investigators, myself, the sheriff, dealing with some cases involving children. So unfortunately, we had several investigations throughout the month and still continuing. That's never fun. We did have, just this past Friday, we had our third session with TAC 1. So it was ourself, the sheriff's office, Game and Fish, Highway Patrol, two of our county attorneys, Josh Stenches and Tucker Ruby came to witness it. And so what we did was we practiced our active assailant, our active shooter training. This year it was held at Meadowlark. So now we've had a year at the high school, the middle school, and now the elementary school. So basically real life scenarios, we have rifles, we have guns that shoot these rounds that are paint filled but feel like real bullets. About as realistic as you can make it. We had a bunch of volunteers from the high school. We had a bunch of students come in. They were our role players, and we just did scenario-based training of active shooter in the school all day on Friday. So we used radio comms, some great training. It was good to see a lot of our officers that have now gone through this for 3 years in a row, and you can see how they've, you know, maintained what they learned the year before and then, you know, applied it during an active shooter scenario. So I was super proud of everybody, and it was nice to have basically every scenario. We made sure that there was an officer with each department working together. We all work together every single day, but we don't work with other departments all the time. So to see us go in and be able to work with other people in other departments in a time of crisis, it was nice. So hopefully this continues. We'll continue doing those trainings on our own. But TAC 1, again, this was their third year, that third year contract with the school district that provided us that training, which was great. So good stuff. Super proud to be a part of it. And with that, I'd love to answer any questions you might have. All right. Thank you.
Kevin, anything else?
I have to say, unless you have any questions.
Mr. Brent.
I'll just add a quick reminder. I was going to add a quick reminder for the Sunset Avenue project that this Thursday is our informational meeting. We've handed out notices to all residents on Sunset this previous month, so 5 o'clock Thursday at the library. So if word gets out to those folks, the more the merrier. But it'll be an informational meeting with their schedule. They're set to start first part of May, kind of at the intersection of Cedar and Sunset, and then they'll kind of work their way west. So, thanks.
Are there any oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcements. City County meeting, April 16th at 7 a.m. right here in City Hall. City Council meetings, April 16th at 5 p.m. That's where they're going to be, right here in City Hall. City budget meetings, April 8th, 15th, and 22nd, and May 6th and 13th at 1 p.m. right here in City Hall. Planning and Zoning Board meeting, April 24th at 1 p.m. Anybody want to take a guess where it's at? Right here in City Hall. Citywide water meter replacement projects began this month. We'll be getting phone calls if you're a resident or you have one of our water meters. On how that's going to play out, take you about 20 minutes per house. And they stole my announcement on Sunset Avenue reconstruction project April 4th at the library at 5. That being said, can I get approval of the bills as presented?
So moved.
Second. A motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? With no further business before the council, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Good evening, everybody.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.